Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967 or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. Luana Steins.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is Touch From Above and the Prayer Mountain. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for joining me. Oh, do I have part two? Yes, I do. I'm so glad you're here today. Don't forget, we're on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And you know what? I have to share with you. The intro music is from my CD, Cup of Salvation. And the exit music also is from my Cup of Salvation. Those are 10 original songs. And those songs were done. And I think the words are powerful. And one of these days I'm going to play one of the songs for you, but not today. I'm going to talk to you about faith. This is part two. I started to share with you yesterday about the Prayer Mountain. Okay, let's go back. Let me read to you, first of all, let me read to you Hebrews chapter 11. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By it, the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which were visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through though which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, though it he being dead still speaks. And by faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death. Can you imagine Enoch? One day he's just walking like this. It says Enoch was, and then Enoch was no more. Jesus took him up. Come on, Enoch, you're my friend. Come on up. Enoch did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. Ah, for before he was taken, he had this testimony that Enoch pleased God. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah. Oh, I love that one. Being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Do you know how long do you know how long Noah took to build that boat? 120 years every day. Oh, I'll have to preach that another time. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Oh my goodness! I'm a faith walker. How about you? Okay, part two. So if you don't remember, you're going to have to go back online, KPRZ, and listen live to Faith Part 1 in order to understand Faith Part 2. So I'm so excited. Okay, so here I am. I went to go see beautiful Lynn at her restaurant the first time, took her a cup of coffee. She absolutely loved it. Then I went into my prayer closet. Lord, I'm sorry I disobeyed you. I should have stopped when I saw the sign for sale. I should have stopped, Lord, and I didn't. And she stepped in there, Father, I'm sorry for my disobedience, but Lord, you said that's our land. And Father, I've walked the land and I'm praying, Lord God, please turn her heart, Lord God. Father, it's a perfect location. I opened up the map of San Diego. Now remember, I'm a newbie. I don't know anything about San Diego. I look at the map. I go, oh my gosh, Ramona, it's 35 to 40 miles from everywhere in San Diego County. It's perfect for the Prayer Mountain, and it's on Highway 67. It's not off some far country road. I said, oh my goodness, Lord, Father. So I had the map, and I'm praying. I'm laying hands on the map. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the Prayer Mountain. Thank you, Lord. You're so good. So then a week goes by, and I take. Now, remember, we got 30 days She already put $80,000 in escrow. So I take her another cup of coffee. I say, hi, Lynn. I brought you another mocha. She goes, ah, there she is, that wild woman preacher. Mike, I said, no. I said, here, have the coffee. So we're sitting down at a restaurant. I ordered lunch, and we're sitting there talking. She comes to sit with me at the table, and I see this picture on the side of the wall. And I looked at her, and I said, Lynn, who's that picture over there? She goes, that's my husband. I said, oh. She goes, she died a year ago. I said, oh, Lynn, I'm so sorry. I said, I'm a widow, too. I said, when's the last time you came out of your restaurant? When's the last time you went somewhere for dinner out of this restaurant? She goes, I haven't been out of this restaurant since he died. I said, I tell you what, give me your address. I'm picking you up on Friday night. Get dressed. I'm going to take you go down the hill. Let's go have dinner somewhere really nice. So I took her down to the Brazilian restaurant in downtown San Diego. And we sat there and we talked. I shared my whole testimony with her. And by the time we walked out of that Brazilian restaurant, she was in tears. And I looked at her. I said, are you okay? She goes, I don't know. Something's happening. I said, you know, would you like to receive Jesus? And right there outside the Brazilian restaurant, right there close to Broadway, I reached for her hand. I said, let's pray. She prayed a sinner's prayer, gave her heart to Jesus, and we came back in the car. I said, Jesus is so awesome, and we became really good friends. All right. So then, now timeline. Now I only have about a week and a half before she signs the full paper, and then it's done. The land is hers. So all of a sudden, I think it was like the day before the 30 days were up, she drives up to my drive-through coffee espresso, and she tells my worker, she goes, where's that wild woman preacher at? Where's she at? And she goes, well, she's not here right now, but I can call her. She goes, tell her I don't know why, but I'm backing out on that deal. I hope she has her name written down. And the worker called me and said, hey, the lady that signed that thing for the land, she just came by the coffee and said, she hopes you have your name down second in line. I said, hot dog, are you kidding? I put my name down right after the day that I saw the sign, and then I realized she purchased it. I was second in line. And I said, what does she say? She goes, she's backing out, and she doesn't know why. I go, hallelujah, hallelujah. I know that it's God. And I was so excited. I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. So then I called her up. I said, Lynn. She goes, hey, I don't know why I'm backing out. Yeah, but you know what? I hope you're in line. I said, I am. Thank you, Lynn. God bless you. I said, I'll talk to you later. She goes, make sure you're second. I said, I am. I put my name in immediately after the first day I met you. So then the phone rings and the people from the real estate call me and they say, hey, listen, we're calling you to come down here, and we want you to sign the papers. Lynn, they didn't even give me her name. The first buyer backed out, and you're second. And if you'll come down, I said, okay. So I went down, right, and they bring me these papers. And so they say, okay, sign here, sign here. I'm signing like a maniac. And then they said, you have to have $10,000 in 1 week. I didn't have $10,000. I didn't even have $5,000. I didn't even have $1,000. I said, okay. So my friend, my assistant, she looks up at me and I look at her. She's a bookkeeper. And we just kind of both smiled. I said, don't say a word. And I wrote down, I said, how long do I have? She goes, you got 10 days. I said, okay. All right, I'll be back in 10 days. And I went into my prayer closet. And I'm telling you what, I begin to cry out, Lord, you are a God that is more than enough, God. You are able to do this. And Lord, we need a miracle. It wasn't even 10 days. I think it was only 5. So 5 days went by, and I don't know how, by the grace of God, we ended up with $10,000. I took it in. So I'm signing the papers thinking I'm cool, right? Well, she says, all right, by the end of 30 days, you have to have another $90,000 for a total of $100,000 down for escrow. And I went, okay. I said, all right. I said, how many days? She goes, you got about 30, actually. I said, okay, where do I sign? She goes, now I want you to know that if you don't come in with that money, you lose the first $10,000. I said, no problem. Where do I sign? I signed the papers. We walked out the door and I looked at my assistant. I said, don't say anything. God is a good God. I said, this is a job for the Holy Ghost. And I went into my prayer closet and I began to pray in the Spirit. Now, some of you may not understand about praying in tongues, but I'm telling you what, I am a tongue talker, and I begin to pray in the Spirit, and I begin to pray in my understanding. I begin to sing in my understanding. I begin to speak in tongues, pray in tongues, sing in tongues. I begin to tell God, Lord, please, money's come forth. Father, you said build a place of prayer. And all of a sudden, about 3 days later, the Holy Spirit put a thought in my head, and he reminded me of an old piece of land that I bought in Oregon. So now I call a real estate agent in Oregon. They got to remember, this is low season. This is not top of the peak property like it was a couple years ago. So I called them up. This is like 18 years ago. I called this friend of mine. I said, hey, Rob, how you doing? He said, who is this? I said, this is that wild woman preacher. He goes, hey, Luana, how you doing? I said, I'm doing good. I said, do me a favor. Do you remember that land that I had that I bought over there behind 99? And he goes, yeah. I said, do me a favor. Put it on the market, and I want this much. And he goes, are you kidding me? That's ridiculous. You're not going to get that money, the low market. And I said, hey. I said, do me a favor, Rob. Do you want me to go to somebody else, or are you going to put it on the market? I said, you put it on the market, and I'm going to pray. He goes, good luck. I said, I don't have luck. I have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I said, you put it on the market, and I'll pray in the buyer. He goes, it ain't going to happen. I said, do not speak to me. La, 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 la. I'm plugging my ears. I'm not listening to you. So he goes, okay, whatever. So then I hung up the phone. He sent me the papers overnight. I send him back, sign the papers. He put it on the market, and I'm praying every day, buyer, you will come forth in Jesus' name, like Lazarus came out of the grave. Buyer, come forth in Jesus' name. Devil, you're defeated. This is a prayer mountain God wants. And Lord, we have the perfect land. I thank you, Jesus. You got a buyer. They will come forth from the north, the east, the south, and the west. Father, in Jesus' name, Satan, you're defeated by the blood of the Lamb. Get behind me, you lying, stealing, thieving, rotten, no good, lousy devil. Get behind me in Jesus' name. I'm praying every way I can. And I'm praying day after day after day. I'm praying 7 hours a day, nonstop. Boom. Then I'm praying 8 hours a day. And then, lo and behold, a week goes by. Rob calls me up. He goes, hey, listen, I got a buyer that wants to buy it. And I go, oh, who is it? And he tells me who it is. Well, I know the guy. And he goes, yeah, and he wants to get it for this much. I go, Rob, that's not my buyer. That's over $100,000+ below what I'm asking. He goes, you know, the market's down, and you're not going to get that. This is a bird in one hand is better than two in a bush. I said, he's not my bird in the hand. I said, he's not my buyer. I said, tell him that I said, bring it up to what I'm asking and he can have it. And he goes, I said, goodbye, click, and I hung up. Well, 2 days later, guess what? The guy that wants to buy it calls me because I know him. So he calls me and he goes, what's the matter with you? Are you crazy? And then he cusses. I said, stop cussing. You know I'm a woman of God. Quit cussing at me. And he goes, well, what the heck do you think you're doing? That land is not worth that. I said, that land is worth, whoever wants to buy it, that land is worth that much. I said, this is what I need. I'm building a prayer mount for God, and this is how much I need. So that's the price. Either pay it or don't pay it. I don't care. And he goes, my money cusses again. I said, if you cuss again, I'm going to hang up. I said, stop cussing at me. So all of a sudden, he goes, that's ridiculous. You're not going to get a buyer. Click. And I said, well, hallelujah. I hung up the phone. So now, 2 weeks. I got 2 weeks left. Oh, my God. I got 2 weeks left. I got to close on this land, and I need miracle money. And I'm praying and praying. I'm praying. I'm not kidding. I clocked in. I said, you guys, do not disturb. Stay out of my room. I am praying. And I got on my knees, and I began to cry out. I sat down after my knees got tired, sat on my butt, and started praying. Then I got up, sat in a chair, and started praying. Then I sat down, started praying. Then I laid down on the floor, prostrate. Oh, God, please, Lord, Lord, you're the God that is the creator of all the heavens and the earth, and God, only you can do this. Buyer, come forth in Jesus' name. I mean, my voice was getting hoarse. God, please help. I'm praying and praying. Lo and behold, guess what? Another week goes by, and all of a sudden, guess what? The real estate agent calls me, and he goes, hey, you wild woman preacher, you must have a hotline to heaven. I said, why? Tell me what happened. He goes, I can't believe it. You'll never believe what happened. I go, what happened? He goes, some guy called from California. He wants to buy your land sight unseen. He's got to do a 1031 tax exchange. And you know what? He's got to close in 6 days. I said, that's my buyer. Send me the papers. He goes, I already got them drawn up. They're on their way. Sign them and send them to me immediately, and we'll have your money within a week. And I said, thank you, Jesus. Have you ever heard a hallelujah jig? When I think about his goodness and what he's done for me. I'm telling you what, I was jumping all over the room. I was dancing and rejoicing. Our team was lifting up their hands, singing hallelujah, hallelujah. We didn't care. My voice was hallelujah, hallelujah, from praying, praying, and praying. I felt like a frog. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We were rejoicing. We were ecstatic. And lo and behold, the end of the week came, and guess what? They gave me a full price check. The guy did a 1031 tax exchange. And you know what? I was able to take in $100,000 and put it down on the escrow, pay a little extra, and live a couple more years with our team on the rest of it for about 2.5, 3 years. And I tell you what, God is a God who answers. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of not seen, and without faith, it's impossible to please God. And you have to understand, God moves by faith when you doubt not in your heart. Some of you are going through some impossible situations, and the devil has bombarded your mind. He has told you, oh, God can't do it. You know what? Cast that devil out. He's a liar. When he comes in like a flood, cast him out. He is defeated by the power of the blood of Jesus. You know what? I may do this song on this one. You know what? Because when Satan comes in like a flood, you got to tell him, get out, get out, get out. You know, on my album, I did a song called Victory Over Satan. And the reason I did that song is because, you know what? When the devil bombards your mind, you got to cast him out. You can't let him come. When he comes against your body, when he comes with fear, when he comes with doubt, when he comes against you, when you have a mountain of finances or you have debt, you got to trust God to give you creative ideas. You got to trust God. He's the creator. He's a God of wisdom and understanding. He's a God that honors our faith. And if we will just trust him, and today, by the grace of God, we have our prayer mountain, 25 beautiful acres with, guess what? The Joshua cabin, the Caleb cabin, the Afra cabin, the veteran cabin. Oh my goodness, the Abraham cabin, the Sarah cabin, the Isaac cabin, the Israel cabin, the Amazing Grace cabin, the Mary Martha cabin, the Upper Room cabin. Why? Because God said it, that settles it. Oh my goodness, we have church service there every Sunday at 10 a.m. There's a kitchen area there. People get their coffee and come to service. It's so awesome. It's a church without walls, just like Jesus planned. No, we don't have no big fancy building. We don't need no fancy building. Why? So we can be a help to other ministers and workers out there in the field. But it's so awesome. So you know what? Maybe you're struggling. Pray this prayer. Jesus, I'm so sorry for my lack of faith. Forgive my unbelief. Forgive my doubt. Forget my fear. Oh God, please deliver me from me. Help me, Lord. And now you said that prayer. Let me tell you what you got to do. You got to run to the cross. You got to run to Jesus as fast as you can. And you need to take hold of his word and you begin to read it. And whatever you're going through, write it down on a piece of paper, the problem, and on the other piece of paper, you thank God for your deliverance, because God looks for those that believe him. Take and write it down and know that God will deliver you out of that situation. I don't care what situation it is, but he is faithful and faithful and faithful. Amen? Do me a favor. You'll never believe it till you come out to see it. That prayer mountain, how was it birthed? By faith and prayer. Prayer and faith. Faith and prayer. Prayer and faith. That's how it was birthed. So if you haven't been up to the prayer mountain, I encourage you to come on up. We're there Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for a church service. Come on up. We're a church without walls. If it's a little chilly out, just bring some extra clothes, what do you call it, jackets, hats, some scarves, wear some boots, stay warm. We're a church without walls, a touch from above prayer mountain, where Jesus is Lord and lives are being changed. So I want to encourage you. I want you to listen to this song. This is off of my Cup of Salvation, Victory Over Satan. So make sure you listen to it. Come and visit me. God bless you.
I've got problems all around. Or maybe I'm just physically not sound. I must recognize the source. It's from Satan, of course. So I'll call on Jesus once again.
God bless you. Thank you so much. That's off my album, Cup of Salvation. You know what? I am so excited all that God is doing. When that old devil comes at you like a flood, you know what? You just kick him out. You just tell him he's not welcome. Amen. And get up and be a faith walker. Our God is a good God, and he loves you so very much. And I promise you, nothing's too hard for God. I love you. God bless you.
I pray that I worship.
been listening to A Touch From Above with Dr. Loana Steins. For your financial support of any amount, you'll receive her book, A Mother's Story. Send your gift to P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065. Visit atouchfromabove.org and come visit a church service, 10 a.m. at 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. Dress warm. It's a church without walls.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way. Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have been